So it'd just be, we would say that everyone reacts differently following a tragic event. So that's children, young people and adults. For some people, they might have immediate response to it. And for others, it might take them a couple of days for the trauma to hit. So what we would do is we would encourage parents and carers to talk to their child, young person, and ask them what it is that they want from them there and then. Do they want to talk about their thoughts and feelings? Do they want to talk about the things that are going on in their head? Some of them may want to. Some of them may find it very difficult to express verbally what they're thinking and feeling. So it would depend on the age of that individual. They might want to write things down. They might want to draw things. The other thing that we would encourage parents and carers to do is to help a young person to normalise their thoughts and feelings. If that young person is saying that they feel really frightened, we don't want to dismiss that. We want to allow them to share those thoughts, because in that way they'll process it and they'll get rid of some of the trauma that's left for them. So it would be about, okay, and I hear that, and that's completely understandable. Of course you'd be feeling like that. And encourage them to talk more. The hardest thing that we know for a parent and carer to do is to sit with the person they love when they're distressed, because it leaves us feeling helpless, because what we want to do is fix it, we want to make it better. But actually the most important thing for that young person right now is for you to be able to sit with them and hear their thoughts and feelings, to encourage them to talk, to normalise what's going on for them, as it will help them make sense of what they've witnessed, what they've seen, what they've heard.
Should you wait for a young person to talk about it in their own time, or should you bring it up with them?
Okay. Again, I think it would depend on the young person, because there'll be some who are, they want to talk about it immediately. So you could sit with them, you could talk it through with them, but also help them understand that they might feel differently about it in a few days, or they might remember something differently. So making sure that communication is always available to them, that you're always there for them. There might be some young people who are very clear about the fact that they don't want to discuss it. But again, it would be about ensuring they know that, okay, that's fine, you don't want to talk about it now, but how about we catch up tomorrow? Or when you feel that you want to talk about it, please come and find me, because it's really important that I'm there to support you. And not at any point would you undermine them in any way, ridicule them for the thoughts that they're having or the feelings that they're having. You know, so if they're sharing that they're frightened or they're anxious, sit with that, help them to explore that as a way of supporting them.
And I think it's things like this, I mean, it's difficult for adults to come to terms with and to get in our heads and be able to talk about, because it's such sort of a horrible thing for anyone to happen and for anyone to witness. What's the best way to sort of approach that?
Okay. I think that as a parent or carer, what we want to do is protect. We always want to protect our child and young person from the terrible things that happen in the world. But actually, if we're not open and honest, then we make it much harder for that young person to trust us. So if we're minimising what's happened, it means that they don't have the opportunity to explore it and to build resilience and understanding of the world around them. So it's about using age-appropriate language and sitting alongside that young person until they've had all their questions at that moment answered in a way that they understand. And I think as adults, it's about us being able to, as I've said before, recognising that we can't fix it, we can't make it better. But the very next best thing we can do is to listen and support.
You know, there's lots of kids locally who were at the concert last night, who thankfully, you know, are okay and are back home, which is fantastic. When should parents think, or maybe they need a bit of help, either from you guys or a counsellor or whoever it is? Should everyone who was there talk to someone, or again, is sort of everyone different?
I think that inherently we all have different capacity to process things, and our resilience is different. So some people have a much faster bounce back than others. The thing that we talk about all the time at Just Be is about parents and carers recognising any changes in behaviour. So if you're usually bouncy, bubbly child or young person suddenly becomes quite withdrawn, their behaviour changes in as much as they become disruptive, that kind of thing, that's a really good sign that something's going on. And that's almost like your opener to ask them to sit with you and, come on, tell me what's going on. Ever since the incident in Manchester, I've noticed that you've become quiet, or you're cross, you're angry. Sit with me, let's talk about it, and let's see where we get to with that.
obviously, you know, you have support service here in Harrogate. I know people can sort of self-refer, you're easy to access. And I know that you're going to be working with some schools in Harrogate, you know, in the aftermath of this event.
That's
how
right.
important is it for you guys to be there for young people who need you?
Absolutely, because I think what we know is that if we're able to offer support to the people that feel they need it here and now, that has a positive impact later on for them. At the same time, there will be young people who, when we go into the schools tomorrow, saying that they're absolutely fine and they're managing it well, thank you very much. But again, it would be about highlighting the fact that that's great. Sounds to me like you're managing it really well. But if things change for you in the future, please make sure that you get in touch. So the telephone number is 01423 856 790. And the website is justb, which is justb.org.uk.